What kind of week have you had? No, don't unmute. Make sure no one unmutes. We could be here for ages, Karen. It was a rhetorical question. My week was summed up with two songs that appeared on my internet playlist at random. I just put on something like, I don't know, Pink Floyd Radio, I think it was. And the first song that appeared was Led Zeppelin's Dazed and Confused. And then a couple of songs later, a Peter Gabriel track that said, Fear is the mother of violence. And that kind of struck more than one chord in me with the events of this past week. I can't think of the unity and the transformation of hope, which is at the heart of the Pentecost story, without being deeply affected by the disunity and destruction which seem to characterize our news reports at the moment. The riots taking place across the US, set off by the murder of George Floyd, but representing the deep pain and anger of communities who are victims of years, centuries of systemic racial abuse and oppression. The poverty and the mental health struggles which characterize so many people I see around St. John's. And I know they are only the tip of society's iceberg. The struggles of ordinary people just trying to keep their heads above water in this pandemic, trying to keep homes and families and jobs and businesses and more going as best they can with no clear idea of what's happening next. So it's easy to feel a sense of despair at the state of the world, and to give in to a sense of hopelessness that these things seem to have no end. And if not being without solutions, there are at least no solutions that seem to be meaningfully pursued. But in the midst of all of this are extraordinary acts of justice and of kindness. Actions taken from love and inclusion, grace. Bold and visible actions of solidarity with the oppressed and the excluded, and small acts of care and compassion, often done quietly, even secretly. These are the acts of Pentecost. And that is what we come together to celebrate and commit ourselves to as people of God, apart but together, listening for the wind of the Spirit and awaiting the flame of divine life. As some of us talked about earlier this week in Sermon Circle, this Pentecost story that we've heard today in two different forms, very different in John to that which you get from Acts, the Pentecost story is still a very deliberate closing of a loop of the story of Hebrew scripture. In the myth that I'm sure many of you know of the Tower of Babel, we have what is in effect a fairy tale seeking to explain the multiplicity and division which human beings experience. It's one of those, and I've used the description before, kind of just so stories that seek to give a meaning as to why things are just so. You can almost imagine a young child pulling on mama's clothing and saying, why does that big scary person talk different to me? And mum replying, well, once upon a time, people thought they could build up a tower to God, and God messed up their plans by making them all speak different languages so they couldn't communicate and were afraid of each other. Pentecost says, it's the Spirit that now breaks down those divisions and barriers. There's a new language, a language of love and grace, and not with the fear of one another that causes division and discord. Yes, at first, those speaking or saw those who heard the first disciples speaking were kind of freaked, but then they heard the story of God's embrace. God's love of humanity and stepping into the life of human beings in the person of Jesus Christ, and the promise of new life in the Spirit and their fears were allayed. Pentecost uses images from Hebrew scripture, the fire of the bush that was burned but not consumed, the pillar of fire that guided the Israelites escaping from slavery, the fire from heaven which showed up the false worship of Baal on Mount Carmel. It uses the wind, the breath of spirit that breathed life into dry bones in the vision of Ezekiel, or the breath blown into the first human to give life in the creation myth of Genesis. It deliberately uses these images to ground us in a bigger story, to remind us of our part, not just in our Jewish heritage, but in God's bigger story, bigger than us and stretching over hundreds and thousands of years. And more than anything else, we see in Pentecost a new language given, a language instantly understood by all the people, wherever they came from. And I'm not going to try and read that long list again. Good job, Iris, on all that pronunciation there. But this new language is the language of the Spirit, the language of love. It was that love that took the apostles out of fear into the streets to proclaim good news. News of a light, new life on offer for all people, a life from which no one is excluded. To come back to the events of the past few days, the King Center, founded by Martin Luther King's widow to promote Dr. King's message of activism and nonviolence, published the text of a 1967 speech which Dr. King gave in the wake of riots in California. He says, "Let me say, as I've always said, and I will always continue to say, that riots are socially destructive and self-defeating. But in the final analysis, a riot is the language of the unheard." There are many languages in our world today. Some are giving voice to great pain and anger. Some are languages which have no words. Some are filled with longing. Some are filled with fury. The new language of Pentecost is filled with hope, with love, and with faith. And as Christians, we have to make a choice of the language we want to speak. We are being called, I believe, to speak with the rustle and the roar of love, a love that can transform, that can create, that can topple structures of injustice and refuse to live in fear, that can refuse to allow those who have been silenced to remain voiceless, to refuse to allow structures which exclude and oppress to continue, that can remind us of the way that God loves, fiercely and tenderly, passionately and graciously. The message of Pentecost is the Spirit is no longer the province of any one group. No one can claim ownership of the Spirit to the exclusion of anyone else. As the Hebrew prophet Joel wrote, "In those days, says the Lord, I will pour out my Spirit on all people." In Pentecost, we see the undoing of Babel. The Spirit calls all to understand. Whereas Babel talks of arrogance and self-aggrandizement, Pentecost offers the opportunity to be open, welcoming, in partnership with God through the Spirit of God living in us, and learning to recognize the Spirit living in others too. Pentecost challenges us to be fully inclusive, truly and expansively open to others, whoever they may be, willing to take risks for the sake of love. We will need to do this together. The power of Pentecost comes through the living Spirit poured out in community. Though Peter becomes its spokesperson, it was in community that the Spirit was shed abroad. And indeed, it was to community that all were invited. We are called to be a community open to the Spirit and to one another, where the Spirit will be abroad and unconfined. This dangerous, transforming, inspiring, powerful, humbling, challenging, edifying, uplifting, blessing, weeping, laughing, singing spirit of love and grace. Come, Holy Spirit. Amen.